The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line and bring in, he's the host of the game on 100.9 in Tuscaloosa, Ryan Fowler. And if you listen on Tuesday, you hear him and I together. We got a segment each Tuesday. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Honor to be on with you, and it's just an honor to be on with WWL. This is a station that I grew up listening to, and I would take some aluminum foil and stick it around the antenna. And a little bitty country, not a lot of television stations, so it's an honor to be on, not with just you, but on this station, historic station across the great country.
Well, Ryan, looks as though Georgia Tech is going to upset Miami. Man, they lived on the edge, Ryan, all year long, and they lived on it again. They got the ball back, but on a sack and a fumble, Cam Ward coughed up the ball, and it's 28-23 with a minute 29 left. It is a third down play, but I think Miami may be out of timeout. So it looks as though the Hurricanes will go down today to Georgia Tech. And remember how the season started.
That's right.
Georgia Tech played Florida State. And boy, did they uncover what we've seen all year long.
The rambling wreck, baby.
That's it. Herb would like to play in that offense as quarterback. I think he could handle that deal. Ryan, tell us a little bit about the season and the fan reaction that you've got already two losses this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you the story Pete Jenkins told me about Nick Saban's the best fourth quarter coach I've ever seen. And how will people react when they're going to have a couple losses and lose those games late? How has been the fan reaction on 100.9? Two of them already having two losses.
I think there's a lot of things. I've tried to coach them up. I mean, you just talked about Miami and Georgia Tech. And I mean, you think about, the ramifications of that game, not just for the game, but the Heisman Trophy. You know, it could impact that. But we have chaos in college football, okay? And even LSU fans, all these fans have got to recalibrate their eyes, okay? They think, and Alabama fans have this thing that, you know, we're going to win the national title every single year. And I told them, I said, guys, y'all going to have to back off that because that's not the college football. It has nothing to do. Yes, Kalen DeBoer, there's been an adjustment, a growing period as there are with all coaches. But if Nick Saban would have been coaching, sure, that'd beat Vanderbilt. But I think adjusting to this is the new college football. It's chaos. It is, like you and I have talked about it so many different times on Tuesday, we're now closer to the NFL than we've ever been in the world of college football. You're going to see this. And I don't know what we're going to be in store for this last 3 weeks, but buckle up. But the fans have not been happy. I mean, I can try to coach them up, but it's kind of like telling a kid not to play with his food. It's just not going to happen. I mean, I try to convince them. They're not taking it. I mean, you know, they'll come out, Alabama will struggle against Vanderbilt, and a week later they'll pick 63-3 to beat Tennessee. I mean, it's just like trying to temper their expectations. But to be fair, to Alabama fans. I mean, they've won a lot of championships, so they're accustomed to winning. I just don't think that a lot of people, some, but a lot of people don't grasp what college football is now. It's just not going to have those dominant teams. Alabama.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Alabama, Georgia, LSU, whoever it is just not going to be the real world in the current college football.
We'll update you. Georgia Tech has upset Miami of Florida 28-23. So, man, Cam Ward didn't play well today either. He got smothered with a lot of pressure, and he was inaccurate. Herb, got a question for Ryan?
Ryan, I wanted to ask you, man. So I'm looking at Alabama's schedule, Western Kentucky, USF, Wisconsin. They beat Georgia. They beat South Carolina. So those are two quality wins right there. They beat Mizzou. When I go back and I look at the schedule, a lot of things that people would say back in the past was that their schedule, you know, Alabama hadn't, they're not really playing anybody in the beginning. Do you think those, I guess, the first couple of games kind of gave us a false hope of what this team could potentially be? Or do you think this team is that team that beat Georgia in week four?
Against even some of the opponents that you're talking about, Wisconsin, they had a great game, but South Florida, I mean, they were in a fight in that game. I mean, they were doing things to put pressure on that offensive line. But to be fair, there was also Caden Proctor was, you know, missed some time early on. The Georgia game at this point, the first half seems to be an outlier. It's just not who they are. We haven't seen that type of explosive offense, and I'll be curious. Coming off the bye week, keep in mind, Kalen DeBoer is 7-0 in his coaching career coming off of a bye week. That bye week is where they put a lot of the game and scripted a lot of the offense. I'll be curious to see, for one, I'm sure you guys have talked about it, how the weather impacts this. I mean, it looks like 100% chance of that, you know, rain in Baton Rouge. That could throw everything that you plan. You know, I'm sure there's two different scripts, but you know, the weather being expected to be a nasty, wet turf. I mean, this thing could really come down. But I think the first half against Georgia was an outlier. Now, credit to them, Georgia came back. Alabama was able to retake the lead off that Ryan Williams touchdown pass, 75 yards. But I think Alabama fans want to see that back. But it's just not been – it's been at times, like they played great against Missouri a couple of weeks ago. They ran the football hard, which we had not seen them run the football. I mean, they were really not a team, you know, that really, other than Jalen Milroe, was a threat to keep, you know, positive traction on the ground. But it seems like that this team has found a little bit of rhythm, but nothing like that Georgia game. I mean, that Georgia game, like I said, is an outlier.
Ryan, in watching Nick Saban's team throughout the years, I don't ever remember the secondary play this bad. Now, I get it. Graduation took away a first-round pick. The Saints have a second-round pick in Kool-Aid McKinstry. You guys lost a freshman All-American to Ohio State in the transfer portal. Got little to no depth. And Trey Amos who's there. Now he's at Ole Miss. Man, you've had a lot of losses there. For LSU, you've got to go after that secondary. As much as you want to run the ball, okay, you can run it a little bit, but I'm going to test those corners and safeties because, Ryan, to be honest, they haven't played good at all this season.
And I think you mentioned it, the youth there. The youth is simply, it's crazy. It's not just that you're asking a freshman to play corner. You're asking him to float in different positions based on the formation. You know, Micah Fitzpatrick, I'll never forget, as a true freshman, had a lot of growing pains in 2015, Alabama's championship year. I remember Hunter Renfrow tearing him up in Glendale, Arizona. And I think about how difficult Coach Saban said to play one position as a true freshman. A lot of these guys are having to play multiple positions because of the injuries, right? You got Keon Sapp that's down, but they've fought injuries, whether it's Jalen Mbakwe, whether it's Red Morgan. Injuries have been, they were thin going into the season, but they were injured. Now, let's see what the bye week does. You know, the injury report still had Keon Sapp out. So that's a guy, but also keep in mind, you know, you've got Bray Hubbard, which is from right there at Ocean Springs, Mississippi. He was a two-time Mr. Football player. He played great against the Missouri Tigers, but to be fair, once Brady Cook went down, they really had no passing game. So it's really just not a fair judge. But the secondary has been the weakness. Coach Saban said it at SEC Media Days. He said if there is a you know, some weakness on this team, it's that secondary. And it's just simply because you're not just starting one true freshman back there. In formations, there may be three true freshmen. Now, at this point in the season, you would hope that these freshmen have now become sophomores with their playing experience. But just kind of keep an eye on that. Bray Hubbard's a really solid player that's filling in for Keon Sapp. Played good against Missouri, but like I said, really not a threat to throw the pass. Today will be the biggest challenge. Now, because LSU can't run the football with a lot of consistency, I mean, right now when you look at LSU, I think I looked it up, you and I were talking about this on Tuesday, they're the only team in the SEC that does not have 1,000 yards rushing. But the flip side of that is Alabama can't stop the run. So, I mean, they're 14th in the country, and excuse me, 14th in the SEC in stopping the run. So what we think might happen could happen the other way because Alabama's just not very good at stopping the run consistently. They've done it at times, but really, when you look at stats, they don't lie to you.
Yeah, and then at the same time, too, Alabama's coming in and walking in the Death Valley night game with all the new lights, the atmosphere, the energy, all of that. And I'm going to tell you, I was telling Mike this earlier, I think LSU has to try to establish the run game. That's the only way I think that we'll be successful tonight, along with, of course, a really great passing game. So, but with that being said, do you see Alabama stopping LSU's run game when it comes to, you know, Caden Durham and his ability to run the football in the way that he has shown in past games? And behind that, can Alabama's defensive backs really keep up with, you know, the three or four guys at receiver that we have? Because we got some talent at receiver. I'm going to say we, but LSU.
Well, I mean, look at Mason Taylor. Alabama's not faced a tight end like him either. I mean, that's another weapon because as you go through the season, there's not a tight end that's in his league that Alabama has went up against that I remember seeing that just grabbed me. So it's not just the wide receivers. It's that big tight end that got Alabama beat 2 years ago. And I think Alabama fans remember that. But they don't have – you know, I'll be curious how they defend that. But if you look at the weather, that could be an advantage for Alabama because LSU is such a throwing team, you know, how, because it looks like it's going to be pretty heavy wind too. So something to keep an eye on. They always say that a wide receiver knows where he's going, a defensive back doesn't. So maybe that has something to do with attraction because it looks like it's going to be a wet turf. So is this an old style, you know, run it down your throat? Alabama, this is so odd. I mean, this is what I'm about to say is just going to blow your mind. Last year, this same offensive line, virtually the same, was a much better run blocking team. This year, they're a better pass protection team, can't run the football. I mean, they're literally, I mean, if, like I said, I mean, they're better at pass protection than they are at running the, you know, run blocking. And it's the same, almost the same offensive line. You got to upgrade at center, but it's literally the, almost the same. And they can't run the football with consistency other than the Missouri game. And maybe that gives confidence to Nick Sheridan that they can actually run it.
Because of the philosophy of DeBoer versus what Saban was?
That's a yes.
yes, yes. But, I mean, I think, and that goes back to that Missouri game, is how does that implement not just the confidence in the offensive line and the backs, but how about that Nick Sheridan? Because, you know, we've already talked about the weakness on the secondary and the defense going up against this, you know, great offense. When you look at it, maybe they do try to take away a few possessions by running the football. Maybe that was a not just a sign for the players, but also to that coaching staff. Hey, guys, we can be dedicated to running the football. And I that's the thing. And coming out, how many wrinkles can they add to this offense? Because Kalen DeBoer is very brilliant on the offensive mind. You know, we've seen Jalen Milroe kind of regress just a little bit. I mean, there was a lot of talk early on. Could he be a Heisman favorite? Could he be a front runner for the NFL draft next year? And a lot of that has faded away just with the inconsistent play. We'll see if he can get back on track. But Tiger Stadium, that crowd noise, remember now, go back to Tennessee. He struggled on the road in Knoxville. And I have voiced this to a couple of coaches on that staff. You hadn't seen anything until you go to Tiger Stadium. It is the best atmosphere right in college football. And if Tennessee rattled him, they're going to have to find a way to get him some confidence earlier. He's going to get rattled in Tiger Stadium.
Ryan, one last question for me. You got 6-2 Alabama, 6-2 LSU. Who's the better team?
Vegas. I mean, Mike and I talk about this every Tuesday. They don't build those buildings losing money. I mean, you got one right there beside you guys. I mean, they don't build those losing money. If you look at Alabama as the favorite and the way that this has driven up, it's a little bit confusing because I thought it would be more of a pick 'em. But as the week has progressed, I mean, I see it at sports books out there about 3, 2.5. So if you take away the Tiger Stadium, which you can't, but home field advantage is worth, you know, between 3, 3, 3.5, 4 points, you add that on a neutral field, it says Alabama's the better team. Now, you can see that, but listen, this Alabama team has been so inconsistent. I don't know which team's going to show up. Is it the team that showed up against Georgia coming off the bye week, or is it the team that, you know, that struggled against Vanderbilt that looked like a, you know, a sick puppy? Who knows? I'll say this. I wouldn't put any coin on it. I'm not going to because I don't know which Alabama team's going to show up.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always a pleasure to have you on, bud. And take care. And, you know, we always pull for you, but today I got to go to the other way. I'm sorry about that. I know who signs the checks, Ryan.
no problem. I don't expect you to do that, but you guys have an awesome day. And save me some good food because I know you guys are eating. Where you guys are at is good food is located.
Oh, no question about it. Acme is great. Thanks so much, Ryan. Appreciate it, buddy. That was Ryan Fowler, host of the game 100.9 in Tuscaloosa. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.